Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
This is Emily.
Hey, Emily, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
I need your help finding out who this girl is that my boyfriend was talking to during our date last Friday.
Oh, okay. What is your boyfriend's name?
Josh.
Okay, and he was talking to a girl while you were on a date?
Okay, so here's what happened. We went out to eat on Friday for our one-year anniversary.
Okay.
Like our dating anniversary.
Okay, gotcha. Where did you go to eat?
We went to the steakhouse.
Oh, nice. In Chesapeake?
Yeah.
I love that place. Okay, so you go out to eat, and what happens?
So we have dinner, have drinks, we do a little toast. Everything's super perfect. Then I get up after dinner to go to the ladies' room, and when I come out, I see this girl standing at our table talking to Josh, and it looks like she's having an argument with him. So at first, I maybe thought it was a waitress or the manager or something, but it's not. It's just this blonde girl in a cute dress, and she's, like, really angry about something.
Okay. So did you go over there, and you'd be like, hey, lady, don't make me knock your teeth in?
No, I stayed right where I was. I was completely across the restaurant on the other side, and I could see everything.
Okay.
So I was just watching. So I finally see this girl, like, wiping tears off her face. So I walk up to the table, and before I can say anything, she looks at me and goes, sorry for ruining your date, and she leaves.
Oh, boy. Did she leave anything behind, like... maybe a sonogram picture or...
Oh, my God, no.
Okay.
But I asked him and I was like, what was that all about? And he goes, she was dating one of my friends and they broke up and she's still upset about it.
Oh, okay, okay. So maybe she was trying to get info about her ex from Josh and he was like, sorry, lady, can't help you.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said.
Okay.
So I was like, well, who is she? And which one of your friends is she dating? And he goes, you know, it's just a big mess. I don't really want to get into it.
Huh, okay. At this point, is your curiosity alarm going off?
Or? Yeah, a little.
So at this point, we all know this girl used to date one of Josh's friends, and they broke up.
Well, I keep asking about her on the way home, and I guess her name is Alyssa. But then when I asked who she was dating, he just said, one of my friends, you don't even know him. But the way he said it, he was like really upset at me for asking.
Okay, which means either he's just over-talking about it.
Or he's completely lying to you.
Yeah, that's...
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's my whole concern with this.
Yeah, that I was going to really say, that would be... Okay, well, listen, why don't we, like... What we like to do sometimes on the show is we like to use Natalia's phone to text boyfriends. We do it all the time. I mean, I like doing it. I don't know how much he likes it. Why don't we do this? Why don't we text Josh using Natalia's phone, and what we'll do is we'll say something like, hey, it's Alyssa, got a new phone, sorry for interrupting your date the other night, hope I didn't mess everything up for you. Let's see what he writes back, okay? Because if he writes something like, oh, it's no big deal, my girlfriend's the best, she totally understands, then I think we're in the clear. But if he writes like, hey, it's okay, and don't worry, I won't let you go through this pregnancy alone, then we have a big old mess on our hands, okay? So, Emily, hang on, and then... we'll get his number from you, and we'll text him during the commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll read whatever he sends back, okay?
Okay, yeah, I think that'll work.
Okay, so we decided to take this into our own hands and do the texting challenge, which we like to do every once in a while, by using...
my phone.
All right, so let's start with what we texted to Josh.
Okay, I said, hey, it's Alyssa, got a new phone, sorry for interrupting the date the other night. Hope I didn't mess everything up for you.
Okay, and he wrote back what?
He didn't give us much. He just said, it's cool, don't worry about it.
Yeah, so, but listen, Shaggy thought of a really good idea. So we wrote him back, and we wrote, this is my new number, by the way. I don't know what you had for my old number. And then when he wrote back, he gave us the old number. So now we have his number, obviously, but we also have this Alyssa person's number. So at this point, Emily, do you want us to call one of them or both of them? And we could do a three-way. It's up to you.
You know what? I want to call her. I want to hear what she says.
Okay, stand by. We're going to try the number that he gave us. So hang on a second.
Darling at random.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Alyssa, please?
Who's calling?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Natalia, and Shaggy on Z104. Is this Alyssa?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, great. How's your morning going so far?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good. So the reason we were calling, I'm sure you're wondering, is because we were doing our big apology segment today. This is where people call other people and they apologize for something they did. And we have Josh on the other line this morning. I guess there was some sort of incident at a restaurant this past weekend.
Okay, I don't want to talk to him.
You don't want to talk to Josh?
No, and I don't want to hear any apology he might have.
Oh, okay, so you want him to apologize to you?
No, I don't want to hear anything he has to say.
Okay. How about this? Why don't we just forget about him? In fact, Shaggy, hang up on him. We don't need him. I don't even like him. But here, I am kind of curious, Alyssa. What happened from your side of things? Like, what is your side of this whole story?
Okay. So, I don't know what he told you, but here's what really happened. He was in a relationship with someone, and so was I. Then we met around, and he told me if I broke up with my boyfriend, then he would break up with his girlfriend. We were going to jump together, he said. And then we had sex on his uncle's boat. And a week later, I'd broken up with my boyfriend and he stayed with his girlfriend. So whatever version of the story he told you was totally a lie.
Oh, boy. Okay. So he pulled the old let's break up and get together. And then you went first and he didn't follow.
Exactly.
Okay.
And the person I was in a relationship with was actually one of his friends, too. So now he's lost one of his best friends and he's lost me, all because of his selfishness and being a liar.
So, okay. So he didn't exactly lie then about the story he told.
Yeah, but he left out a pretty important part, Nick.
You mean the part where he cheated on his girlfriend?
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure she has no idea, so...
Oh, well, I wouldn't say that. But listen, Alyssa, thanks for helping us get the truth on all of this.
No problem.
Okay. Have a good one. So, Emily, what do you want to do now? Should we give Josh a call real quick?
Nope. That's okay. Actually, I think I'll go pay him a little visit at work.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, well, listen, just remember, no jerk is worth going to jail over, okay? Don't do anything crazy, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not a crazy person.
Oh, okay.
But everybody at his work is going to hear me tell him what kind of person he is.
Okay, listen, don't hang up. We got to put you on hold for just a second. I got to pick up. I got to talk to you before we let you go, okay? So hang on.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, we know what's going to. I feel bad for his windows, his cars, and everything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.